Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Oh, so nice to get together, to learn a bit of Torah together. No, is it not fun? Yeah. Good. Okay. We are up to Siman Shin Tes Vav, we're up to Siman Gimel. Today we're going to be learning some halachas. I want to speak a little bit. We're going to get to the halacha of a guest bed. Rabbi Yisrael, has it ever occurred to you that, you know, the guest beds, that you just like fold in places that you're trying to save space, guest beds that are vertical and you're like letting them go and then they become like horizontal when you need them. Like you can fold them up and then they go down. I was brought up and we used to have it. And when you in Switzerland we used to have flats, you know, there wasn't the houses.
They had hotels.
In hotels. Right.
Yeah. For two people,
very good. So that, exactly. So that's what, perfect. So that's what we're talking about. Would it be mutter also to take one of those down? Or would that potentially be a problem of asiyas oil making a tent? Considering the fact that we've spoken about making a tent, you're now making a horizontal area. Would that be considered making an oil on Shabbos? I want to talk about making beds. Making beds when they are making foldable beds will be discussed now in Siv Gimel Bezer Hashem. So all those halachas, amongst others, will be discussed tonight. Let's start. Okay, Siv Gimel, bottom of page 244. Mitos Shemak Shema Midimoy. So this is the bed, and it is actually talking about it is really a folding bed. It appears that it wasn't very different to what we've got nowadays, but the only main difference is that it was made out of a few parts, few elements, and you had to make the bed. Mito kshema midimoy, so mito bed kshema midimoy, so when you set it up, you're allowed to construct such a bed on Shabbos, you're allowed to. But the way you have to do it is also laniach areglaim tchila. You may not do it, what would be normally the conventional way of first making the bed, the legs, first putting the legs, velaniach ale akroshim, and afterwards put the boards on top of that. That is not permitted. Ela, rather, yosim akroshim tchila ba'avir, first put the horizontal board first, and whilst you're holding it, and then put the legs underneath it later on. So do not put the conventional way, which would be legs and then the board on top. That is also what you're allowed to put the board, and you're holding it in the air, and then whilst you're holding it, you put the legs underneath it. That is permitted. That is mutter if it is connected already. Boards which are connected, but reglaim shall meet the shalon, but our contemporary beds, v'chel regla shulchan, and regla shulchan when it's legs of a table, mutu b'chol gavne, that you don't have to worry about which way you do it. Okay, this deserves a bit of explanation. And the Mishnah Berurah does exactly that in Tzivkot New Zion. Mito, hine, behold, this, k'din, k'day shenovin heitev, in order to understand this, shulchan och, This requires a bit of an introduction. Although when it comes to a permanent construction that you are creating, when you are even adding any elements to the construction you are building, whether it's the walls on the side, or whether it's on the ceiling on top, you're not even on a Torah transgression. We're up to Sifkot New Zion. That's top bottom of page 244. Imish Nebura. Chaye. V'chol shken even moso imoso es kol agag. If you make the whole ceiling, then obviously you're chayev. By just making any permanent construction, you're over. Mikol mokum nevertheless. Le'inyan oil aray. When it comes to making a temporary oil, loy also, when it's a temporary construction that you're building, loy also, ba'oise es agag l'chud. Then, if you're just making the ceiling itself, that is not an issa. Unless you are making the ceiling, the reason why making the ceiling is kidei in order lehogen, to protect in yipnei achama because of the sun, v'akshomim because of the rain, v'chiyotz ben similar. Because then it's a bit, you're making a tent. When you're making a seal, again, if you're making something permanent, it doesn't make a difference what you're doing. You're an over nisa Torah. The walls, the ceiling, whatever you're doing, you're over nisa Torah. It's a permanent construction you're doing. However, when it comes to temporary, an oil arai here makes a bit of a difference. Makes a difference what you're doing. Is it the ceiling or the mechitzas? Question number one. Question number two, it depends also why. What's the purpose of this building you're creating? Because if it is minachama, if it's to protect yourself, the ceiling you're making of it, the oil you're making of it is to protect yourself from sun or from chamim, so that is a real oil you're making, and that's pretty bad. And therefore it's going to be also, you're protecting yourself, that's the whole idea of a construction, that's an oil you're making over here, or was an oil arai, but it is an isan. But that is only going to be also, it's true that it is also to make that construction, if it's temporary, but it needs to have a certain order. Normally, so if you're making a temporary oil, so it's only going to be also, it's temporary, but it's only going to be also if you're making it in its regular way. And that is by making first the stand it's standing on, and then afterwards the board on top of it. If you're making the not the regular way, so it doesn't appear to be an oil that you're making over here. You're making something irregular. By first putting the board and then the legs underneath, that is an irregular way of creating an oil, and therefore it's going to be mutter, because it's the rabban in the first place, because it's an oil arai. Those doimik saliga. Avalim also lehefech loy also, and that's why it's mutter. V'chem poskin, v'yesh poskin shtofen binan, shetzoch gam ke loyav, shtachto v'chte vasei poskin mechablik monsiv zayin. So what he's saying is as follows. If this would be a permanent construction that you are making, it doesn't make a difference how you're doing it. It's awesome with the rest either way. This is only because we're talking about this bed over here that we're talking about is a bed which is a temporary. It's temporary. And you're not actually putting anything that Mishnah Berurah later explains. You're not actually physically putting things together. You're not merging thing. You're not joining thing. It's very basic boards. You're putting boards on top of legs. Vezehu. That's it. So there's no nothing. There's no key over here. There's no screwing involved. There's no firm, solid merging that is taking place. None of that. Boards, legs. That's it. Now the reason why this is mutter is because A, it is not permanent. It's temporary. And B, since it is something which is temporary, Chazal said if you're doing it in an irregular way by having the boards and then the legs, it's going to be mutter. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So again, normally the vertical and then horizontal is also here it is mutter because you're doing horizontal and then vertical, and that's why it's mutter. What, which table? Tell me more. Ah, the regular, the ones that the legs, oh, I see, yeah. Yeah, you first have the, oh, I see, yep. Yeah, I hear. Pardon? Yeah, so, l'chayra, there would be no oil, yeah, you were saying, l'chayra is mutter, yeah. I think it is, yeah. Because we're doing first horizontal, and then vertical. That's what you're doing, right? Am I getting you right? I think that's the way they are. You lift them up, and then after you put the legs. So if you do it like that, it'll be chayv mutter. I think that if I'm right, then I think that by lifting it up first, and then unloosening and putting the things down, it would be mutter then. Yeah, the Emma says it could be that it's mutter even the other way, but that way for sure is mutter. It could perhaps, you could argue that perhaps it is like what he says later, regla shulchan is mutter either way. Shev endel shulchanoch, aval reglaim shal mitter shalonu, v'chen regla shulchan mutter b'chol gavne. And Mishbu explains, that if there's no mechitzos on the side, as Sifkot Nechov Gimel says, mutter b'chol gavne, the regla mitter shulchan shalon elo mechitzos. If there's no mechitzos, if it's not considered mechitzos on the side, which could be is the case with the table you're referring to, then it's mutter anyway. Everything we discuss now is that it's halachically considered mechitzos on the side. And maybe it isn't. And also he says, and Mishnah Berurah adds, the kolzik shu rofu, if it is loose, if it's very firmly established, then it's potentially a problem. So I'm not sure. Papas, he says, toikia bechoizik. Yeah. I think that it's not considered a tekiah though. I would argue that when Shmuel is asked it, yeah, but it's not, I don't know if it's a tekiah. Am I right that it's just like a loose square that goes in and out, and then you can that blocks it? Is that right? Okay, that's not tekiah. That's not tekiah. That would be mutter. I think that would go into the Shulchan Aruch, end of Shulchan Aruch, that says that since it's not Kia, it's like a Shulchan Aruch Mitzvah Shalonu, it is not Kia, and therefore it's Mutter either way. But certainly the best way of doing it, if you are worried about it being Muhammad, the best way to do it to lift it up, let down the raglim, and then it will be Mutter either way. Sif Dalet, Mitoshi Mesireges. This is a bed frame. Sif Dalet talks about a bed frame. And the bed frame is shemesireges, mesireges, perishnereges bechavolim. This is a bed frame which has strings attached, and normally you'd put on those strings. Bed frame, something, the strings. Normally you put something on top of it for you to lie on. So now, mita, the bed frame, shemesireges, nereges bechavolim, which has strings around it. It's woven. In other words, it's the basis is that those strings, which is around the bed frame. What happens if the strings within that frame is more than 3 tefachim between the strings? Okay, imagine you've got a bed frame. The frame around it, a wooden frame, and now if you just put the mattress on top of it, you might as well have a frame. So, in order to put the basis to have the mattress on top of, is going to be those strings which go from one side to the other, which is holding the mattress you're going to put, you're going to place on top. Yeah, but it's strings. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Now, what happens if you have got this fancy bed frame and you've got the strings? But the strings are more than 3 tefachim away from each other. And now, can you put anything on top of those strings? Yes or no? And the obvious shaila is, by putting something on top of it, really, you are creating a very real oil over here. Remember, this is a bed frame. It has got legs around it. And this is a horizontal bed frame on top. It wasn't oil beforehand because it was more than 3 tefachim for me. The strings were more than 3 tefachim distance. Now, by putting something on top of it now, you are very physically creating an oil. Now, it is a full-fledged oil. There's mechitzas, and now it is a roof on top. 3 tefachim. Yes, it needs to be, no. As far as oil is concerned. Yeah, with regards in sukkah, you're referring to sukkah. We don't find the same halacha with regards to, we don't find the same... The same halacha of 10 tefachim with regards to, I think it's 3 tefachim. Yeah. So now, the halacha is as follows. Mito shim misereges pechavolim. Mito, which a bed frame which is woven, is that the word? How would you call it? The internal part of the, how do you explain it? The misereges literally means, nereges, pardon? Woven? Yeah, would you call it woven? Woven, bechavolim, the strings within that bed frame. If there's more than 3 tefachim between those strings, also, if there's more than 3 tefachim from the strings to string, there's more than 3 tefachim away, you're not allowed to also lifrois oleo sadin. You are not allowed to place a sadin, a sheet on top of it, which will actually serve as your mattress. You're not allowed to do that. Mishum, because the ovid oil, you're now creating an oil. You're making a tent. Look at that. It's not a very conventional tent, but really, it's got mechitzas on the side. You've got a bed frame, and now you're putting a sheet on top. You've got a oil. Why is it different than any other oil? It's a tent. So, that's also... However, what would happen if there is underneath it underneath this baguette. There's like shmatas or clothing underneath it. So, and they are placed there before Shabbos, underneath those strings. You'd also not be allowed to take them away, for the very same reason. Because now you're destroying the oil. If there were sheets underneath it, you'd pull them away. Yeah. So he says that, and the other hand, if there is underneath it, something underneath it, you're allowed to take this away because it is, you're creating the oil. Because you're destroying the oil. However, full stop. What happens if before Shabbos came in, there was kar, there was a pillow, a keses, there was cushions there, a baguette, there was material there, clothing there, poles spread out on top of those strings, Merev Shabbos, prior to Shabbos, kashir tefach, more than a tefach. It was there already. So it wasn't just the strings, but on top of the strings, there was something on top of it already. What's going to be the halacha? That's right, it's mutter. So, because now there is already an oil there. Mutter. And what about if there is a bit, that area has got some pillows, but 3/4 of the mat of the bed is still just the strings? What would be the halacha then? Can you cover it up the rest with a sheet? An area is covered already, but you want to know, can you cover the rest? Mutter also. Why? Very good, because we learned previously that Toisefes oil ara is muta. Once you've got a starting point, you may continue and finish off the oil ara. You're not creating an oil. The oil is already. You've got a tefach. We learned this yesterday, Seifim, that you've got a tefach. You carry on spreading the sheet is muta. Even if it's not the same. Even if that's what we're learning. This is the chiddush of this Seif. Very, 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 very good point. This is exactly because over here we're talking about karei keses. Towards just a pillow there. Towards shmatas there. Towards just some pillow and some. Now, this was there, and it was more than a tefach. Are you allowed to spread a different item, a different sheet, to make it across? The answer is yes. You may. That's what it says. If there was a pillow, or cushion, or a baguette, or a clothing post spread before Shabbos, you're allowed to spread it across the bed. You're allowed to do that. That would be muta. See if hey, kisei or osu pokim. Now that's talking about that's one of the key heterim in this sermon over here. Kisei osu pokim. Okay, this is a chair which is made out of various elements, various parts. Fikshirotzim leishev alav. If you want to sit on that chair, it's made out of a few parts. And when you want to sit on it, poyschin oisoi, you open it up, vo'oir, and the leather niftach opens up. You want to sit on it, you open it up, the leather stretches. Fikshimasirin oisoi, and when you don't need it anymore, soigin oisoi, you close it, vo'oir nichfal, and the leather falls inside it. What does that remind you of?
Couches
with the leg was up. Yeah? It's a very common chair. You open it up and the leather stretches, you close it, the leather falls inside it. Yeah? So you're allowed to do that or not? Do you know those beach, yeah? So it's mamash that. You open it up, the leather stretches. You're allowed to do that, allowed to open it on Shabbos, yes or no? You're making an oil. You're opening it up, now they need to have an oil. Standing beautifully, covered up. What else can you? It's an oil. What is muta also? It is, but it does. So that's it. Doesn't need. There's not a locha that oil needs to be more than 10 tefachim. Oh, so you're right. If there will be a tefach open to extend it further, muta. But here it's closed, and I'm opening it up now. So it was closed. I didn't have a tefach open. Yeah, it is acting as an oil. Says Shulchan Aruch, muta lefoschoi lechatchila. It's muta. It's muta to open. It's muta to open. The Mishnah Berurah explains In Tzivkot Chav Zayin, So the Mishabua's words are that it is fully existing before Shabbos. I'm repeating Sifkot Chav Zayin. Mutar lefaschoi to open it. Da ovid, because it's existing. Vekoi da ovid, it exists. And it's here. Vekoi mi boidyoim, it exists before Shabbos. It's fully existent. Ela only shepoishtoi, you spread it. Umiyashva, you set it up. Kidei in order leishav alav. No, the sitter. Oh, so the heter needs to be understood. Well, what do you tell her, Fangold? Yeah. So it's a bit of an interesting heter. What the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying is that this is something which is fully existing already. If it's a matter of just opening and closing, then there is no shail of oil arai. You have to know until where this heter goes. But the conceptually what it means is you're not creating an oil, you're just opening and closing. I know you're going to ask about the umbrella in a minute. Yes, we're going to get to that. Bialoch has got an agenda here in a minute. But this is the concept that Mishnah Berurah is mechadesh over here, is that if you're just closing and opening it, as opposed to creating an oil, it's mutter. Let us hear what the Mishnah Berurah's example is to have a bit more clarity. Mishnah Berurah gives another example. And we high time because of this, what about opening a chuppah? Now, I don't exactly know why a person would be opening a chuppah on Shabbos. Because, don't know why. Why would a person open a chuppah and make a kinyan on Shabbos? The chasna would take place before Shabbos. Chuppah itself is a kinyan to make a kinyan you're allowed to. Shavuos, very nice. Oh, Shavuos, very good. Shavuos is a good one, yeah? So, very, very good. This is, it appears that it's talking about a chuppah, which there was a four beams that people were holding, and there was a chuppah on top. Pardon? Yeah. Perhaps that's very good, yeah? So that would be to open up such a chuppah, says Mishnah Berurah, is mutter because it's all there already. All you're doing is you're holding it, you're opening it up, and then putting back together. That, says Mishnah Berurah, is mutter. And then he says, and he says, this is also, it's a kind of, hadaf shekvua b'koyshe v'seknesh v'anichinu v'sesforim. This is seems to be a board that is inserted in the walls of the Beis HaMedrash to put sforim. It seems to be a shelf that goes up and down in shul to put sforim on top. I don't exactly, can you picture it? Seems to be a shelf. It's maybe perhaps a little bit like perhaps it is in the shuls that you have got the inbuilt not standards, the inbuilt when you lift them up and you put them down. You know the old shuls, you lift them. You know, pardon? Yeah, so you put it up and then you like that. So that if maybe it's talking about that. So that's not oil. There's no issa because what you're doing is you're just opening and closing. If you're doing something which is opening and closing the Mishnah Berurah, and that's not considered making an oil. Because strictly speaking, you could argue, I'm putting it up, now it's oil, got a ceiling, got mechitzas, surely that should be also. Says people, no, don't go down that route. All you're doing is you're opening and closing. Opening and closing is not considered making an oil. No different than the chuppah, and no different than the chair, the Shulchan Aruch says, opening and closing the chair, and thereby stretching the leather, which you're going to be sitting on, and then closing again, that's not considered making an oil. I know it's a bit, I can feel also that it's a dangerous heter bit. I can feel that with that, you could push quite a lot of it in, but it's a Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, here. I don't know what the Mokum Lechalik is. Chav Dalet, yes. He's talking about the frame, the bed frame. Lefiyam vobis yivgim ha-koch ma'irach v'sheyesh le-mechitz ha-megiz la-oretz. Yeah. He's talking about one minute. Must be that the bed frame is talking about a scenario that it is that they must be reaching the floor. That's with regards to yes. Oh, so just to finish off with the guest bed, Shaila. So based on what we learned now, what's the halacha of these guest beds? Mutu, why? Exactly. Halacha lemaisa. All the poskim can agree. You're allowed to fold a guest bed up and down the hotels or in your house, wherever it may be. To fold those beds up and down, very much, absolutely in line with this Shulchan Aruch video learning. Now this is called opening and closing, therefore it's going to be permitted. You're not creating an oil by doing that, and that's the halacha. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, just very quickly what we learned tonight, we spoke about the beds. Horizontal comes after the, you first make horizontal, and then afterwards the vertical part. We spoke about the bed strings. If you have got the bed strings, then the on the frame, you've got to watch out that you don't make an oil, but put if the strings are more than 3 tefachim away from each other, if they are already, if you've got a tefach covered already, you can spread out the rest as well. And then we've got Tzifei, which told us about the concept of the folding chairs, which you open up, leather stretches, you close them up, it folds again. Shulchan Aruch said that's not a problem at all. Mutar levoscha lechatchila, because that is considered opening and closing as opposed to making oil. That's mutar. Mishnah Berurah adds in the case of the chuppah as well, which is mutar. And that's what we covered tonight. Bez Hashem.